It's Wednesday, the 18th of November, and it's a right dreich morning. Seemingly rain. One of Mrs. Blackbird, she's chucking away in front of me, obviously looking for some food. I'll get you some, just give me a few minutes. Aye, it's a right dreich morning. We've had so much wind and rain recently, so much. Yesterday was another dire, dismal day. When will it ever end? And a song about that. But it's a bit demoralising now, because we've pretty much had terrible weather since the beginning of November. Not to say every day's been terrible, but in general, most of the days have been pretty dire one way or another, either wind or rain, or wind and rain. Wet. I slept better last night, up till near morning, as usual. Actually, I checked my sleep up and I had far more consistent deep sleep last night than I've had for a wee while, for a number of days. That was good. The unfortunate thing was I really did need to go a place. There's a place for us. Yes. And I got up. I didn't want to get up, so I kept putting it off and getting back to sleep, and I was getting the better of myself. I thought, oh, so I'll just have to get up. And I know it's probably near time to get up anyway, but anyway, I got up. This old argument going away in my head. I got up and I opened the bedroom door, and as soon as I opened it, even slightly, I saw the light from the vestibule table lamp. That does sound posh, doesn't it, the vestibule table lamp. Anyway, I have that set to come on about 6:30, 7:00, and then goes off about 8:00 in the morning. It's just to, because it's a glass door into the hall, it lights the hall up. So basically that's why I have it set. So if you get up, when we get out of bed in the morning, this is a long story, isn't it? When I get out of bed in the morning, we've always already got some light coming through from the vestibule, and we don't need to go putting other lights on. Anyway, I saw that light and I thought, oh, well, if that's on, it's obviously not far from getting up, so I just went back to bed. Unfortunately, I woke my wife up. And then I explained to her, oh, yeah, okay, understood. Okay, just snoozing for a bit. So I did. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling tired after that long story. That rain really is not only diluting the tea, but cooling it down rapidly. Oh. So, not bad sleep at all. I found myself in the shower this morning. Yes, this whole shower scenario. Scenario? But thinking about something I spoke to my wife about yesterday, because yesterday I was off for a few hours. I look after a few nursing homes. These are small nursing homes, based in a normal home, if you like, but with carers looking after the clients, as they call them. And every year, it's an annual thing, I carry out testing for them. And so I was in one of them yesterday, and it's one where there used to be six ladies. Now these ladies are all elderly and suffer from various, you know, they can have physical issues, mental issues. Some are just so elderly, they become blind and disorientated and senile. Other ones have been had issues since they were born, and just as they got older, no one can care for them any longer. So, and there's Kathy, and there's Sadie, and there's Rose, and there used to be six. No, five. Now there's an empty room because one of the ladies has gone, departed, left us, as it were. But I've been doing this for years, and every time I come away from, I come away with two things. Maybe I should have done this in another piece of audio. Ugh, well, I won't be here much longer anyway, so I'll just run through. Because I'm getting soaked. I come away with two things. I come away with, or maybe more than two, the admiration for those lovely ladies that I've gotten to know over the years that look after these ladies. Their love and care and their endurance. And the other thing I come away with is that, and I said to my wife yesterday again, I guess she hears this every year, that I would never, if I was alive, I would never wish to be in that situation, the way these people are basically just existing, being spoon-fed. Their bodily functions looked after for them, and cleaning and tending and nursing and never ever let my wife be in that position. I told her. This might sound a bit crass or harsh, and I probably wouldn't do it, but I say to her, I'd just give you a pill. I'd just shoot you or something. Just if I couldn't prevent it, that's how it would be. I know I'm saying things, and I know that, you know, we all say things, but that's how I feel. So I can't hide what I feel, what my emotions are on that. So, in the shower, that was running through my head. These people, these ladies. Some are all ladies, some are all men. And this one's all ladies, and the existence, just the pure existence that they have. I guess I won't say anything more about it. I just want to express what was in my head this morning, and how I just feel for those people, those lovely old ladies that don't even know. Sadie's loud. She has a very neat man's voice, and she moans in her bed and just suddenly calls out. So, as I said, I've been doing this for years, so I went into her room yesterday and I said, Sadie, it's me, I'm just in to check some things for you. But she didn't recognise me anymore. I mean, she's blind anyway, but she used to recognise my voice, but now she doesn't. And she just wanted me to leave the room. So she had to be comforted with one of the girls until I got it back out. And it's just an existence, just an existence. So I'm not getting myself down about this, absolutely not. It just shows we don't know what's in front of us, you know, to be abandoned into a situation like that. Moving on to nothing but wind and rain. But at least it's milder this morning. Right, I best go and feed Mrs. Blackbird. She's jumping up and down here and cocking her head at the ground in front of me, just to say, come on, go get some. Right, mind your head, here comes the tea. Which didn't even flinch. She's that used to that happening. Right, I'll go and get some granola. Maybe an oat cake.